some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Happy post-Valentine's Day. This is your host, Garrett Miller. Tonight we're going to be joined by comedian Mr. John Cooperman. John's going to join the show in just a couple of minutes with his comic insights aplenty. And they're going to be coming to you live from Hollywood, where the Grammys are also taking place tonight. We might coerce John into talking about the award shows and interesting things that are going on in the world of music. But before we bring John on, I want to give you all kind of a preview of what's been going on already this week. And you say, how can we have something already happening this week? It's only Monday. I did a Sunday show. We'll talk about that in just a second. On Wednesday this week, we have psychic Rebecca Fisk returning to the show to take your calls. Our little pre-psychic show sneak secret for you is if you'd like to ask Rebecca a question, the phone lines open up 15 minutes before the show starts. That means at 6:45 Pacific time, you can call in and get your call in the call queue so we can get your call answered before all the psychic surfers show up to ask the same question they ask every month or every week, depending upon the guest. On Thursday this week on Rated LGBT Radio, we have Mr. Rob Watson, of course, returning to join us. We're going to be joined this week by Chris Ando. His book, Delusions of Grandeur, continues to be a bestseller on Amazon. They're interesting, fun little short stories about his time growing up, specifically in St. Louis, even though Chris will tell you what it talks about lots of other places, too. It really talks mostly about St. Louis. It's a fun read, and if you like, you know, bitchy little catty stories, this is a perfect book for you to read. We're also going to be joined by Rain Bro. You heard that correct. Rain Bro. Producer and director, Mr. Ryan Kaplan, and Rachel and Beth, who Rachel's the co-writer. I don't have her last name written down. And the producer, Beth, don't have her last name written down either. We'll talk to them on Thursday night in the second half of the show. And then on Friday, we're doing radio 6 days. It's really almost 7 days a week now. Friday, on the Friday Night Dance Party, we have Jasmine Crow. Jasmine, I will tell you on Friday. I'll tell you tonight, too. But I found off of the hottest new artist tracks and charts where she's had a couple of songs on their charts for the last several months. And I'm like, this is somebody that I need to know professionally, but also have on the show as a guest. So she's going to join us. I think she lives in Hawaii. So that will be interesting. But that's going to be at 7 o'clock. For everybody who heard yesterday's broadcast with my very special guest and friend, Mr. Paul Emery, he's better known in many circles as Paul in Mass. He was also the last live, well, I suppose the dead. He was the last caller for any OutQ program this past Friday. As we know, our favorite channel, SiriusXM OutQ, is pulled from the lineup after 12 years on the air, and they just replaced it with, we're sorry, this channel is no longer in service. There are lots of theories behind it, but it doesn't matter because the channel is now gone. But Paul and I hosted a show yesterday to wild, crazy, unheard-of ratings, all just talking about, you know, LGBT programming and where people can go and still be part of a community and feel connected. And we had Scott Fullerton with the Left of Straight show call in, also Romaine Patterson with the Derek and Romaine show. And I will be a guest this Friday before the dance party on Derek and Romaine. And that will be at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So if you are a subscriber to the show, DerekAndRomaine.com is where you go to sign up. You'll hear me live chatting with Derek and Romaine about this show and all the cool stuff. Now, as a result of all of that, this Saturday morning, Mr. Paul Emery and I'm just going to call it the Paul in Mass Hour. So we're really going to do whatever Paul wants to do. But we are going to do a show together. It's kind of like when SiriusXM does these. We're going to do a special 6-week test run to see if people tune in to listen to whatever, you know. So we're going to do a limited edition special report with Paul in Mass once a week on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock it's 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 East, for 6, 12 weeks, something like that. I don't know if we've really set a time limit on it, but we're going to see how it goes and just see what kind of fun that we can have together. You know, having two bitchy, you know, queenie people talk about stuff in the that's going on in our lives. And in the second half of the show on Saturday, Paul's going to officially do his Paul rant. I don't know how this is all going to turn out, but I'm very excited to do this with Paul on a consistent, regular basis. And, you know, we've all heard him on the programs that he used to call in to as a listener slash quasi celebrity, quasi personality that, well, he does have a personality that is just quite biting. He would call into the shows and it would just send everybody through the roof. So we're going to have Paul and I do something fun starting this Saturday at 8 o'clock. So that's kind of what's been going on behind the scenes. I've got so much more to tell you about, but if I don't bring on my guest right now, Mr. John Cooperman, he's going to think that all we're going to do is talk about other programming other than the featured show of the week, which is this show tonight. John, how are you?
Blah, 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 blah. What about me? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's get to John Cooperman. We have a couple minutes left in the show. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I've only got 54 minutes left for you, John. So, you know, I wanted to give you time to kind of relax. I know you've had a crazy day. I didn't want to just, like, start throwing you under the heat lamp, the second the show started.
Before we begin this, of course, I'd like to say, next Monday, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be with someone like that. I'm going to be with it. And I'm going to go on for 10 minutes, but see how you
Yeah. Well, I've got to do the promo sometime. I don't do commercials when I've got you on the show, so I've got to strike while it's fresh in my head. I just bring the book out, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot. I'm doing all this other stuff. So, anyway. So, how are you?
No,
I missed you.
I missed you, too, man. I've been all right. I'm going to need you. It's sort of a slowish, sort of a comedy-ish entertainment week. It's been kind of in a weird way, so I'm going to need your help. If anyone wants to call in and ask me a question, you know I'm here. I'm also kind of a psychic, so if you have any psychic questions, you can ask me.
I think that would be fun. I think we should have Psychic John Night on every third Monday of the month. That will be fun.
Right. And yeah. I think someone should call in and they could ask me an opinion about a celebrity or something that may or may not happen, and I will tell you if it will happen. Like a Kardashian. Will they next month? Yes.
We'll open up the phone lines at 323-657-1493 if you call in, because we've got lots of folks that have called in already. But again, I don't interrupt your listening experience unless you press that number one key on your telephone, because that alerts me that you want to speak. Otherwise, I know that you're just calling in to listen from your telephone, which is totally fine to do. But I'm not going to put you on the spot and have you go like, why did you open up the phone line? I don't want to talk, because I get it. I'm not going to put you on the spot, folks. But if you'd like to, we'd love for you to press that one on your keypad. And if you'd like to ask the question via Facebook or in the Blog Talk chat room, both are great places to be as well. So if you'd like to ask John a question but don't feel like calling in because you're like, I don't want to be on the radio, just send me a note and I'll ask him here, and we will do that. So I'm extending the offer that way as well. The olive branch has now been placed. So, John, what's been going on? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how was your Valentine's Day, Garrett?
Oh, can I tell you a little bit?
I want to hear. That's why I'm asking. Let's hear it.
I want to hear about yours, too, but I will tell you. So this is a little bit of a story. So I've been single for, I don't know, I lose track of the timing because of, you know, I'm still on very good terms with my ex. He's a very wonderful person. I love him. I just can't, you know, do the relationship with him. And so we parted on very good terms. We're very good friends, but you know, it's not like, you know, we go on dates or anything like that. He does his thing, I do my thing. And I've made it very clear for a very, very long time, I am not dating, I am not interested in anybody. It could be, you know, Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt or whatever, or George Michael, as in the case of, you know, John Cooperman's good friend. And you know, I'm not going to be interested whatsoever, and there's no way I'm ever going on a date. And so I'm going to back this up a little bit just so to kind of set this up. So a couple of months ago, I did an event, and one of the people there, I made the comment to the host. I said, you know, I might have a little bit of a man crush on this person. And without her even saying anything, the next thing I know, this person is contacting me, and you know, we were chatting back and forth. I wasn't sure what it was, but I went on an event with this person, and was apparently the date. And by the end of the night, you know, and I'm not a PDA person. I don't like to hold hands in public. I'm not a big kissy. I'm not a, you know, none of this stuff. And especially when I don't really even know you, you know, to have, you know, comments made like, oh my gosh, da 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 da. It's like, I've known you for like 12 seconds. You know, you're just like crazy. And I can't say that because, you know, the person is a nice person, very handsome, the whole thing. So at the end of the night, it was like, you know, how quickly can I get away? So I got away. In the meantime, there's somebody else that I'd met a while back that I've known professionally a little bit, and he'd said, you know, I've got this thing to go to on Valentine's night, and I feel a little bit weird asking you, but would you go with me? And so I was like, is this, you know, and I didn't, first of all, I was like, okay, it'll be the first time in about 3 million years I'm ever going to, like, you know, get out of the house on Valentine's Day. And yes, that would be totally fun to do because, you know, I enjoy his company, very nice, and, you know, he's really easy on the eyes. So went up and, you know, we went to this event last night, and it was held at in Beverly Hills. And the house, you know, if it was under $10 million house, you know, that would be probably undervaluing it. Everything was just like mega, mega, super, super extravagant to the extreme. And of course, you know, the people that were there were all like, oh, this is just like another, you know, day at the park, which I'm always fascinated by people who just take that kind of lifestyle for granted. And, you know, we had sushi and there was like a dessert tray and there was, you know, dinner didn't start until like about 11 o'clock. And by 11 o'clock, it was time to go home. But it was just absolutely spectacular. They had a DJ and live entertainment, and I don't think I've seen so many people dress up on a Sunday night for Valentine's Day in somebody's backyard ever, and it was just spectacular. Probably about 200 people were there, and so I had a very good time, you know, chit-chatting it up with my companion for the evening, and but that was it. So at the end of the night, it was kind of like, okay, thanks for going, thanks, and that was it. And I was like, okay, you know, that was interesting. So that was my Valentine's Day. There wasn't any, you know, inappropriate behavior or anything like that, and just really a nice, enjoyable evening. And I'm grateful for it, but I was also a little shocked. And I'm revealing all of this to you, John. I don't even know why I'm doing that. I feel like I'm talking to Dr. Laura or something.
I'm not a Dr. Laura, but no, it sounds like it was very good. It sounds like you had
it was
good,
very nice.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, let's see. I woke up. I rolled over and reality like slapped me in the face where I am right now in life. And, you know, we woke up and, we went out and we had a good lunch. Mia had
Where'd you
fun.
Go?
Yeah. We went to a place out here in Valencia called, the Lazy Dog. Have you heard of Lazy Dog?
I love
Dog?
Lazy Dog. It's a chain.
Lazy Dog. Yeah, it's a chain.
They're great.
And it's very good. And so we went out a little bit earlier because we figured we go out later at night. It's going to be a zoo and all that stuff. So we went over to Lazy Dog, and Mia, my little one, she loves Lazy Dog, and she loves looking around at all the pictures. And we go, look at the doggies, Daddy. I'm like, yeah, yeah. But my true Valentine gift will be when my mother-in-law leaves back.
She's still there?
She frickin' won't leave. She's going back the 28th of February. The 28th of February.
Which is a Sunday. You can be counting the seconds.
Yeah. So if you hear anywhere in your town, if you hear a sonic boom, that's me shouting for joy that she's on that plane.
Right
so,
on.
No need to be alarmed, anybody. It's just me going hip, hip, hooray in my own kind of way.
And here I was just hoping to lose 20 pounds by Valentine's Day. You're going to lose a whole person.
Yeah. She smells too, Garrett. She's a smelly person. Now, my wife says it's because she's had surgery and chemotherapy in the past and all that stuff. No, she smells.
Well, how long do people smell after that?
I don't know, but I've asked many people that are in the medical field if that's a reason why they smell. And they said no. And I said, is it possible because she does not shower every day? Well, that could be. How often does she shower? Well, once every 5 days, maybe. So it's
No.
Yes. And you know things down there aren't groomed, which makes it really smelly. And here's the weird part. She's been at our place for 2 months. She hasn't done one load of laundry. So either she's one of those types of people that likes to flip the underwear one way and then the other the next day. You know what I mean? That's really gross. So she's let me flip it around. It won't be too bad. You know, but then you get...
Oh, no!
I don't know. Oh, in case you guys don't know, my wife is from Manila. She's from out there in the Philippines. And so her mother has a very deep accent like this. But they want them hot copy, John. What do you mean hot copy? No, hot copy, John. You know. And again, the other day, it happened. She was talking with Mia, my little one, right? My daughter, saying something. And my wife, and I said to my wife, why is she speaking your language to Mia? And my wife says, she's not. She's speaking English. And I'm like, oh, no. It's
that is
so
not
bad.
English.
That's not English. That's that just sounds like a bunch of gibberish. And then, oh, God. I don't want to be one of those that sit and complain about their mother-in-laws, but my God, she needs... Anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, is there a caller up there? No, is there a caller? Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
No caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Wesley out of Arkansas, and Wesley, I always forget what city you're in. If you want to ping me that too, that's cool. But he said, I heard John talking about the Kardashians. What's up with Kim and Kanye?
We were going to, it sounds like he has a rundown.
This is not from your rundown. So this is,
no, I know. What's up with, what's up with Kim and Kanye now? He just recently had a show, right, where Lamar actually made an appearance.
Yep.
And Lamar looked okay. I didn't think he could remember anything. But apparently, he seemed very lucid. He seemed very alert. But
spent 5 months.
Around the Kardashians. Yeah. But he's hanging with the Kardashians. And Kanye West is now a Kardashian. This is really, really weird. And here was the big thing about that whole event. It wasn't, oh, look at Lamar, look, he's whatever. They were upset because of what they were wearing, all the Kardashians. Did you see that, Garrett?
I was upset, too, and I don't even like them.
The coats, they were all wearing fur coats.
Fur coats and not good-looking fur coats. So if you're going to be doing something that's going to piss PETA off, at least make sure it's a coat that looks halfway decent.
Right. And I'm thinking maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just a bunch of saved hair from when they get waxed, the Kardashians, and then they make it white and they plant it on a coat. They bleach it and they put it on there. But it's just really sad.
Oh.
You know?
Well, we talked last month about Lamar Odom, and we wished him a speedy recovery. So it looks like he's on his road to that. So we're grateful for that. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's interesting that, you know, did you also see that I think Chloe posted a picture of them hiking Runyon Canyon or something like that, too, a week or two ago?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they did. Kim and Chloe were out for a hike, and they had Lamar with them, and you know. So I guess he's doing much better, you know, and good for him.
No, I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy he's well and on his way. But he can't be too well if he's hanging out with these people still. And the sad part is
married to Chloe for a long time, and she's still saying, even though you know she's moved on, but she still says she loves him.
I know. It's just a really weird
situation.
If you
had to pick one of the Kardashian sisters to get married to or to love, which one would it be and why?
It would be the one that he's with. I think she seems very loving. As messed up as the family is, she seems extremely loving, right?
I think they all do.
Yeah.
Because they all, honestly, yeah. You know, I know they've got the momager with, you know, doing all of the stuff that makes that empire run. And I can't really fault her for wanting to make a buck and, you know, turning all of this into this huge media empire. But I think at the end of the day, they really are, you know, like nice ladies or nice people. And they just, you know, are making a buck at it along the way.
Oh, man. I tell you, it's just, and then Kanye.
I
want to
have a show called Keeping Up with the Coopermans.
That was funny. Keeping Up with the Coopermans, all with the K's. I love it.
Yeah.
And
have you chasing around Mia and, you know, arguing with your mother-in-law?
I think I mentioned this with you once when I was laid off of my job about 7 years ago. A friend of mine wanted to actually videotape like a reality show on me because I was a comedian. I have a stutter. Now I'm out of work. And they wanted to run through, right? And at the time, my mother-in-law was living with me. So he wanted to tape this whole thing. I think I mentioned this with you before. Anyway, he wanted to tape all this. And he got upset because I had a hearing with I had an unemployment hearing, right? I had to do an unemployment hearing.
As one does
and
when
the
you're
judge,
unemployed.
Yes. Well, normally a cool employer would just let you have the unemployment. They challenged it, saying I was a bad employee, I was this, I was
what?
That. Yeah, and so I had to take him to court. And it took 3 months. So I went to court, and the judge said he didn't want a video camera in there. My friend got really bent out of shape about it, so he wanted to videotape in the parking lot. And I said, no, if the judge sees us with a video crew in the parking lot, he's going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen. I needed that money at that time.
Right.
And, well, I mean, we always need money. So anyway, I went to the hearing and all that stuff, and I won my case. And I got in the mail, like, what was it, 9 weeks or nine checks of unemployment, which was great. I mean, because
wow.
They didn't pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, boom, boom, boom. It was fantastic. I got all these checks at once. And
so it's better that you didn't do that.
Yeah, and so he got all mad about that, and then he said, I don't want to shoot you anymore. And then after that, he missed all the good stuff. My mother-in-law got really sick with cancer. And then my wife gets pregnant. You know? So
because your mother-in-law has cancer, your wife gets pregnant?
Yeah, and he could have videotaped all this. And I was afraid my wife would lose the baby because she was so worried about her mother and then all this stuff. It was just the real, and I was, yeah, and I was looking for work at the time, and it was really hard, and that would have been reality gold right there, reality gold mine, and
gold.
He missed out on it. It would have been gold because we could have gone through the pregnancy, me trying to get a job, me chauffeuring her mother around to chemo stuff, and, you know.
It just wasn't meant to be that at that time, John. You know, it. So, you know, would have happened is you would have won, like 7 Emmys in a row. You would have had big, fat paychecks. You would not have had any of this life experience that you've had over the last few years as a result. And, you know, your life would be much richer for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so weird. All this happened like 7 years ago, and now, of course, like we talked about before, from America's Got Talent, you know, the kid with the stutter and everything, he's making it big. And it's like, maybe that would have been me. I don't hold anything against that kid because it's hard for him to talk. I do sing.
Can you sing
something
now?
I could. Sure. know what sounds good.
You know anything by George Michael?
See, that didn't sound good right there. and it's brighter than sunshine. And I forget the, you know, I forget. I never knew what love before. I never knew what love is for. What a feeling. What a feeling. Something like that.
Nice. We should do a duet.
Really? Was that good? Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like
yeah.
that, Garrett?
Yeah, we could have you do a little musical, you know, interlude at the halftime show.
Or come on, it's a white wedding. There you go, right? The
game, there you go.
Yeah. I remember this stuff.
Now that you bring that up, I mean, if I can, you know, be so bold to say it, you know, Gay Wedding this week.
Please.
This week is number one on two charts in America at the same time. So I have the number one song in the United States right now on number one music and also hottest new artist.
Are you kidding me?
God's honest truth. I posted it all over. I got the notifications on Friday and Saturday from the group. And then last month, the album Blonde Jesus, this came out after our show, the album Blonde Jesus was named Best Rock Electronica Album of January 2016 by the Academia Music Society. Telling you.
That is amazing. That's really cool, Garrett.
Yeah. So, you know, the white
That's
wedding,
really
the wedding
cool.
Billy Idol, God bless you, Billy Idol. So
now, have you talked to him or his people or anything yet?
Well, you know, when I did the song, my lawyer sent my press kit, the song, the lyrics, blah, 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 over to BMG Chrysalis, which is Billy Idol's publisher. And, you know, the story goes, because it's the legitimate story, but I just can't believe that it happened so quickly. At 12:13 on a Friday afternoon, the attorney emails me and says, cross your fingers, we're going to send the packet over. And at 12:47, they emailed back and said, holy cow, we can't believe it. We heard back from them, and we got the approval for you to release the song, or, you know, to get what's called the mechanical license, meaning, you know, Billy gets his cut, and then, you know, they're okay with me doing it. And I said, that's nice that you tell me that, but I actually need to see the letter because, you know, I just need to see it. So they sent me the communication from BMG Chrysalis, and so I've got it. I should frame it, but, you know, I was just thrilled to get it, and it's all official. So, you know, every time somebody buys the song, Billy gets his little, you know, slice of the pie, and I'm grateful for every time I get to give him a slice of pie.
Well, I'm sure he likes the pie.
I hope so.
Anytime he can make a little bit of extra money, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
When he said, you know, and for everybody who says, oh, you know, Billy Idol, whatever, he had an amazing album come out this past year. And honestly, you know, I'm a big Billy Idol fan, but, you know, a couple of albums that were released, you know, prior weren't necessarily all that fantastic. And his voice on his latest effort sounds really, really good. His music videos are great. He's written a fantastic bestseller. You know, he had a sold-out world tour this past year, and he's setting up a residency in Las Vegas for 2016. So, you know, if anybody thought that Billy Idol's, you know, rode off into the sunset, he's cashing the checks from the Brinks truck who keep backing up to his backyard.
That's great. I never knew that. I know that Rick Springfield has a new album coming out.
He's got a new album
Rick
coming up, and he's
also
doing celebrity pieces and that type of thing, where he goes and, you know, it's the Rick, you know, come and hang out with all the '80s, you know, whatever. But he just finished a big '80s tour with, I can't remember. I think it was like Loverboy and a couple of other groups like that. And I mean, because everybody, you know, it's the nostalgia tour. You know, the people like, you know, Neil Diamond, you know, who make $1 billion a year on touring, they've got it figured out. Go out, sing the hits, put out a new album, you know, because you're a creative soul and you feel like you have to do it, and then just go play the hits and cash the checks. And the '80s people are finally starting to go, oh, we'll just sing the hits and cash the checks. So they're catching on.
Right. I think Rick's mad at me, though.
Why? Because you pose with George?
He wrote something on his Twitter. He wrote something on his Twitter like, I'll be at Best Buy signing my new album next week, and I wrote something. Are you doing that on your 1 hour lunch break? I was making a joke.
I love that. But oh my gosh.
And the fans were totally on me, and yeah, I got a lot of shiat for that. But I thought it was funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is great, because you know it's probably really only at like an hour and 15 minute break from the hospital.
Right. Well, I was saying like he works there at Best Buy. That's what.
I was thinking he got a break from being a doctor, at the hospital.
On General Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was working at Best Buy. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I hope he's at least in the music department. He'll have a wealth of knowledge to share, especially about 80s music.
Right. Right.
Makes sense. I like that. Maybe I should get a job at Best Buy, and I can sell my CD on my lunch break.
You know what?
You're giving me ideas. I love it, John. It's keeping up with the Coopermans. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Keeping up with the Kardashians, with the Coopermans.
Yeah. It's going to be the new trend. Because everybody's really kind of sick of the Kardashians at this point, because they've only made, $300 billion off of, the empire. So, keeping up with the Coopermans, it has a name that is still a little familiar, keeping up with the Coopermans. Okay, yeah, it's like the Kardashians.
So let's go
and meet the new family, and yes, this is perfect.
Yes, I think so.
So are you friends with Ryan Seacrest? I guess that's the important question to ask, because if you are, then you're in.
I wish. I have a friend of mine who actually worked with Ryan Seacrest, and he said Ryan's the coolest person he can work with. Absolutely.
Nice.
And I thought that was nice. Now, what's up with American Idol? This is their last year, but Ryan said recently it may not be. But it has to be their last year. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's the last. I mean, nobody watches it anymore. I mean, I get more listeners on Mid-G Radio than the American Idol, has for listeners. So, it's a sinking ship when that's the case. And, you've got all the people lined up to come back for, the big farewell. And, there may be, Ryan's trying to spin it so he can figure out how to, do a spinoff or launch something similar, at the end of the year and announce something. But, as far as American Idol goes, American Idol's done. It's like Star Search. Star Search was great. Sam Harris was winning, and, they did 4 or 5 years. That was great. Then when they tried to bring it back 20 years later, it lasted about, 4 minutes on, TV, and then it was gone.
Right, exactly. And plus, Ed McMahon's not around anymore.
But we could use a hologram. So, it's just like having Ed McMahon.
I used to work, I'm kind of there still. I work at the hologram place in Beverly Hills, the one that does the Tupac hologram. They're doing a Whitney Houston hologram.
Oh, gosh. Can we do a John Cooperman hologram?
They made one, actually, when I was working there. I'm sure it's not there anymore, but they actually tried something with me once. Yeah, absolutely. It was fun.
Is it expensive to do? Can like anybody go in and get hologrammed, or is it just reserved for dead people?
Anyone could do it. Anyone could do it, actually. They just videotape you, and then editors have to whatever they do it, and then it's a little complicated, but not as horribly complicated as you would imagine.
Okay. So it wouldn't cost like $53 million to get yourself hologrammed?
It depends. I mean, if it's Whitney Houston, that's going to be a lot, because they have to find old video. They have to make it into a hologram. It has to be crystal clear video if possible. That makes it look sharper, because they're sending her out on a 20-city tour of this hologram.
Is that just the craziest thing in the world?
It's crazy. So they're going to sell out venues. And
right.
It's going to be a Whitney Houston. It's going to be just the Whitney Houston hologram. Who's going to be the opening act? who's a good dead celebrity to open up for? But Joan Rivers.
We'll get Janis Joplin or something, you know.
They can do Janis Joplin to freaking open.
I don't know. You know, honestly, you know, part of me is like, I think that's really kind of cool. I'd like to go see that. But the other part of me is, whose pockets are all this money going into? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're profiting off of that. You know, I suppose it really is no different, though, than having tours of Graceland or rerunning Elvis movies or Marilyn Monroe festivals or things like that.
Right.
It's just, you know, now it's using different technology and now we're going to get all upset about it.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I don't quite know how it works, but I was a part of it for a while there. And there was a rapper, I'll leave him nameless because, well, one, I can't remember his name right now, but I don't think I should say it anyway. But he was banned from Chicago or something. And so my boss, who I will leave nameless too, he set up a hologram set in Chicago of a concert that he was playing live, and they beamed it through hologram to this place in Illinois where he wasn't allowed in because of gang activity. They were afraid of shooting and all that stuff.
Get out.
The cops, they closed it down anyway. Even though it was a hologram show and he wasn't there, it was like he was there and the cops were worried and the mayor shut down the show.
My boss,
he got in a big uproar about it. He's like, yeah, he's banned from there, but his hologram's not. You know, and so it got into this whole big thing, and my boss was really innovative about this stuff. I mean, I got to hand it to him with this. This was really, 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 right? It was really risky on his part because there could have been a lot of violence. There could have been shooting. And there was a little bit of violence when they shut the show, but the police were ready and right, all that, so nothing major happened. But, yeah. So this hologram thing will get more and more advanced by the time, I would say within maybe 20 years, it's going to seem like they're right there with you.
Because then I can just do one concert and I can be, you know, in like 500 arenas around the world and I'll just be cashing checks all day long.
That's the thing. Well, it won't be personal, though. It won't be personal yet with these acts. When they go out on the road, it's the same show, essentially. They say the same thing and all that stuff.
Britney Spears mixes up in Las Vegas when she's doing her lip sync act, you know, 4 days a month. No, it's the same thing. You don't mix it up because if you mix it up, it gets screwed up.
Right. But she said something in her show last night. I read, like, I need a big penis or something like that.
Well, it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, she wanted Valentine's Day penis. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe she did a Valentine's show, but she wanted the Valentine penis.
There you go. Well, you know, John, it's 7:38. We've got 22 minutes left in the show, and we haven't once talked about where you're going to be performing next or what's going on and where we should stalk you on social media. Where should people find out more about you?
I need people to obsess about me, okay? I need people to look at my website and obsess about me. First of all, how handsome I am, and then look at my shows. This Thursday. Why is it hard for me to say Thursday, Garrett?
You need to sing it.
This Thursday I'll be at Aldabella Winery in Westlake Village.
Nice.
Very nice place. March 18th, I'll be at the Ice House. That'll be a Friday night. If you say you heard me on this show, I will get you in for free. Do you understand?
Hey,
they mention
you, know what?
You
I'm gonna,
at the door.
I'm going to make a note. So you're going to be on. Are we going to have you on before that show? I got to flip my pages here. No, we're going to have you on the Monday afterwards. So sometime that week, we need to. I'll put in a promo for the show and say, make sure to. You know, if you're going to go. Tell John and he'll get you tickets. He'll get you comped. Yeah.
All they have to do is mention your name, and if they say, who the hell is he, have them locate me at the venue. I will let them in for free and buy them a drink, and I am not kidding.
So, wow, that is a deal.
Thank you. I will buy them a drink.
Okay, and one of these days, if I can get a show where I have a guest on that's on early enough, I will come out to the Ice House in Pasadena and hang out with you.
Oh, yeah, and you may have to because I don't think I'll be able to hang this Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's fine. And you know,
I'm breaking the news on the air.
You're doing this so I don't cry. I see how you are. Okay, so what have you got going on Wednesday? And by the way, I'll tell you why I'm happy about you saying this in just a second. But why are you canceling on me on Wednesday like I canceled on you last week when my car was in the shop?
I might possibly have an interview on Wednesday. I will know tomorrow for sure. But they said it's likely Wednesday. But I will.
Well, you have to do that.
I will send you a message, though. And it's, should I tell you what? I don't want to jinx it. You want me to
Well, don't jinx it.
Is?
Don't do anything that's going to jinx it. But can you kind of, like, whet our appetite a little bit about what it might be involving?
Let's just say it has to do with some writing.
Okay, that's fine. I want you to get your writing interview. That's cool. You'll just have to leave us in suspense.
It's writing for, let's just say I'll write the most creative and fun stuff, but I won't use my real name.
I love it. You're going to be giving advice in a sex column.
You're kind of half right, actually.
Yeah,
but I don't want to jinx it. Let's
no, no, no.
It.
Don't tell us until after you get it, and then we'll all celebrate with you.
Then we'll all celebrate.
So here's why
but
I'm glad
I missed
that
my old job. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. Well, so why did you miss your old job?
No, I miss that old job with the holograms and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the holograms.
But we used to do a show. Yeah, but we used to do a show there. Remember, we had the girl on who I was working with. And,
right.
And that show's no longer around, and I was working on another show there, and that's not happening. But I miss it there. It was really cool. I mean, I'm there once in a while, but I wish it was more frequent. Now, what were you going to say, Garrett?
Well, I'm glad that you're canceling on lunch with me on this Wednesday, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we'll get a reschedule. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're good. So it's not like, oh, my God, John's canceling. There's something that's drastically wrong with our relationship here. We talk once a month for an hour. Okay, so I have been looking at some of the press pictures I did last year and where I fit into the blonde Jesus outfit, you know, the white jeans, the white linen shirt and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, okay, that looks actually kind of good. But I know the number on the scale that I was at to get into those clothes is not the number I'm at now. And quite frankly, I haven't weighed myself for about a good 3 months because I just said, you know, I just kind of know. And after the show, because I eat really healthy during the day, but after the show, I'll eat a bag of microwave popcorn. It might be 98% fat-free or whatever, but it's still, you know, popcorn. Or I might have a handful of dark chocolate chips, or I might have some honey roasted peanuts, or I might whatever. But, you know, the fact is I just don't need to eat anything after the show. And, you know, 5 nights a week here I'm going, where I could just be a little snacky and do that.
Right,
and I'm not
right.
hungry, you know, because it's a conscious decision to say, I know I don't need to eat and I'm not hungry, but I'm going to open up my pie hole and shove all this crap down my throat, even though I've eaten really well all day today. I posted pictures of the vegetables.
I know. So, I see what you eat, and you eat very healthy.
I eat very healthy, and it's like all the time. So anyhow, I get on the scale, and I said, I know that I'm going to be doing another music video. I've got a TV thing that's coming up. I have an opportunity for another movie that's coming up, and it's not that I look bad because I don't because I've done enough cardio and weights and that type of stuff that I'm okay. But I'm now at the point where all of my skinny clothes are starting to be like tight. And I thought, okay, that probably is not a good sign. And so I got on the scale today. And so I'm publicly telling you, John, I got on the scale. And I have one of those that measures like my BMI, the percent of body fat, my metabolic age, and all this good stuff. It says I'm 200.4 pounds. I went, okay, that's, you know, 20 pounds heavier than where I need to be. And so I started, I actually kind of had it in my head I was going to start it today. So I started last night taking my HCG drops. And it's what I do every time I need to drop some weight. And so I take these, and I'm on a restricted calorie diet. And so starting on Wednesday is the date that I get a very limited number of calories, and it's a very strict food, even though we go to Thai or something like that. Usually if I can get past the first week of any like exterior food commitments, that just helps kind of my path and progress. And so if we don't dine on Wednesday, I'm not going to cry because there will be another day Argentina, and you know we'll meet up and go do something like that. But by the end of the month, by the 29th, I'll have dropped probably close to about 20 pounds. So my goal is to be back into the blonde Jesus fighting shape by then, and then I can you know start eating more food. But what it also does is it resets my metabolism, and it also retrains me to stop you know being this glutton at 8 o'clock and 8:01, and then I start you know the gravy train thing. So it reinforces and resets a lot of my bad behaviors. And it will help keep me, you know, sexy as we get towards, you know, swimsuit season, you know, for somebody of this age.
Not that this means anything, but I'm actually sitting outside my gym right in my car. And once I'm all set with you, I'm going in the gym to work out. I'm trying to keep in good shape because it's all about saw, not sad. If that means anything, it'll mean something to one person, but it's all about saw, not sad. There you go.
Okay.
I have no sense.
Do you want to tell us what it means?
No.
Okay.
It's just a weird thing. Yeah. That's
okay,
all. But
that's
it's all
fine.
About what you see and saw and that, never mind.
Right.
Anyway.
It makes sense. I get it. Okay. So we get we got 13 minutes left. We haven't even talked about the Grammy Awards. We haven't talked about Bill Murray. We haven't talked about Prince's protege dying at 57 and people calling it a crime. We haven't talked about Judge Justicia dying at 79 and people saying he was murdered, you know, when he was morbidly obese and 79. We haven't talked about any of these things.
Yeah. Let's talk about Peyton Manning really quickly. Now, he won the Super Bowl last week, right? And now someone is trying to tarnish his nice boy man image or whatever it is by saying he sexually assaulted this woman, or it was a trainer, I believe, at a college. And it's just ironic how the timing is now. This should have been out years and years ago, but someone dug really deep and is raining on the parade. Now, if something like this is absolutely true, it's horrible, but I think I don't know what to believe. It's just, why now? Why didn't they after he won one Super Bowl? Or why not when he lost the Super Bowl a couple years ago? Why not hit him while he's totally down? But no, he's trying to do this last thing, and someone is just, you know, letting him have it. Raining on it.
Well, you know, and again, if it's true, shame on you. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And we could go down like the Bill Cosby path where he's paid people off and he says, well, you know, it was all consensual and they knew I was giving them a muscle relaxer and, you know, give me a break, you know. So there's no way to rationalize any of that. But, you know, when your family has a lot of money and for a lot of years had a lot of influence and then maybe somebody's like, well, I don't really care anymore or whatever the case is, and they bring those stories to light, you know, you do have to wonder, are they, A, getting a paycheck for revealing something that may or may not be true? You know, we don't know. You know, and what's their motivation behind it? Is it to bring, you know, light something that was horrible and terrible that really did happen? Or is it to, you know, pretend that you're a Republican candidate for president and you just want to smear somebody's name because that's the only thing that you have to talk about?
Right. And it's just maybe the reporter has a personal vendetta against Manning. Exactly. And so, you know, it's like everything the reporter, who's supposed to be unbiased, has written, he seems like he really
very biased.
Doesn't like. Yeah. So how credible
lost money on the game.
Right. How credible is this source? Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying, you know. So if anyone has their opinions on that, I'd love to hear it. But it's just ironic that it's out now. And he'll probably announce his retirement in a couple days. But now he's probably afraid to say anything because if he has a retirement press conference, these questions are going to come up and ruin his retirement. So if it is like a Bill thing, Bill Cosby, shame on him. But if it's not, shame on this reporter. But,
yeah,
you know, proof, obviously. So, and this woman needs to be interviewed now, and we need to hear her side of the story. And so, speaking of women, the Sports Illustrated cover.
Va, 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 boom.
This girl is as big as a house.
Yeah, Miss Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham. I don't think Peyton Manning could try anything with her. She would kick his ass.
Well,
she is big.
There
She's
are.
Big. I like big women. I like big women, sure. Yeah. Who was the, now, who was the last big woman to be on the cover? Or is she the first one? What are they saying, Garrett?
Well, there's three covers that are going on. There's Ronda Rousey, Haley Clausen, and then Ashley Graham. So I think it just depends upon which one that you're going to buy, you know, is going to have whoever on the cover. And so I think that will be interesting because I think Ashley is just absolutely delicious. But, you know, that's just
me.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah.
But that's not cool to have three separate covers. Being the cover girl of a Sports Illustrated use was the big thing.
The
now
thing.
They're doing three separate covers? That's
you
not
think
cool
it's because,
at all.
Do you think it's because, you know, we now have, I mean, not that we didn't have it before, but, you know, Sports Illustrated is also trying to be, like, a little bit more with the times. You know how Playboy now doesn't
right.
have any nude centerfolds or naked pictures in their
right.
magazine. They're going like, well, you know, when that was risque and when that was, you know, cutting edge, you know, we were there, but now you can go buy porn. So having a bunch of, you know, airbrushed pretty naked ladies, who cares? You know, that's not
right.
exciting anymore. That doesn't sell subscriptions.
No,
so maybe, the, you know, let's have these three hot ladies on the cover, you know, Haley, Ashley, and Rhonda, and then, you know, let guys pick. Because they're all, you know, they have all different looks and flavors to them.
Isn't it crazy how easily accessible porn is? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, back in the day, you had to really work to go find anything that was remotely titillating. And now it's like, okay, you know, it's on my smartphone, it's on my iPad, it's on the computer, it's, you know, it's on regular television. It's crazy.
I know. I mean, when my daughter, she gets older, it's going to be very, it's going to be challenging for what she sees on the internet and what she does not see. So
let me ask you this as a parent. Are you going to let, how electronic are you going to let your daughter get?
Boy,
are you
going to
give her,
I don't
her own
want her
cell phone now, or does she have her own iPad? Does she have her own private VPN in her room already?
When I was a kid, I was a TV junkie. I used to watch TV like crazy. The same thing every day, an episode of Three's Company.
Yep.
You know, I used to watch the same shows every day. You know, Brady Bunch, you name it. It was on the same time every day, Monday through Friday. I'd watch. I was glued to my TV. And then video games, Atari, whatever, I would play that as well. So being a parent now, I'm not going to give her a cell phone before she's like 16 or if she has one. The only reason she'll have one is for emergencies. So she'll know how to use it. It's amazing. She already knows how to use my wife's cell phone now. It's like she knows where to swipe and where to touch YouTube. It's pretty funny.
What are you going to do when, you know, like all of her friends are like, Dad, you know, Hillary and Sebastian and, you know, Chris, they all have the what, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's just not fair.
She really has me wrapped around her little finger, Mia, that I'll probably give in, which is what a horrible parent would do. I got to remain strong. I got to keep strong. And hopefully I will. But she has me so wrapped around her little finger, Garrett.
Well, she's so cute.
She is. She is. Every time she says, Daddy, it just melts my heart. Every time. Every time. And even when she does something wrong and I raise my voice, she goes, I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm like, oh, can I remember?
Yeah. There you go. Oh,
I know,
God.
I know. It is cray-cray. Garrett.
Well, John, we're getting ready to wrap up our time because I want to do a shameless plug of Gay Wedding and play that as we close out the show tonight. What else do
Absolutely.
You want listeners to hear about or know about or think about before we have you back next month? And, of course, we'll promote your show at the Pasadena Ice House on March, you said 19th, I think it was, and then you'll be back here on the 21st.
I believe it was March 18th, which
March
is
18th,
a Friday,
Friday
whatever
Friday
that
18th.
Friday is.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm even
Friday
writing it
18th.
Down here.
Friday the 18th at 8 o'clock in Pasadena, Los Angeles. Like I said, if you mention this podcast, mention you heard me on this show, free admission and a drink on me.
Well, okay, so do they get to pour the drink on you or are you buying them a drink?
I will buy them a drink. And if I suck really bad, they can pour it on me. That's
there you
fine.
Go. I like how flexible you are.
As long as they don't urinate on me, unless it's a hot chick and she's into that shit. Otherwise,
yeah.
I don't
no.
want anybody pissing on me.
No
that's,
peeing.
That's
no peeing on John. It's a pee-free
no
zone.
No peeing at the show. Not yeah. not at the Ice House. That's a nice place. At the winery, yeah, I think anything goes.
Anything
you
goes
come to the winery. And it's the same at the winery. If you come to the winery this week on Thursday, I'll let you in for free.
There we go. Everybody, it's been Mr.
But,
John Cooperman. Well, go ahead, John.
I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it, and you guys are awesome. And I'm sorry we didn't talk about all the things we wanted to talk about, but I had a lot of fun, Garrett.
I like the fact that we have a lot of things to talk about because then it gives us backup if we both go, there's nothing to talk about. So, you know, the fact
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So I have a great time anytime that you're on. You're always welcome here. I thank you very, very much. Go see John Cooperman
thank
wherever
you.
He's performing live. Everybody, there is a link to John's website right on the show page. So all you got to do is click that. And again, if you go to any of his shows and mention that you heard him here on Rated G Radio, you'll get in for free. Just tell him. This is a little gay wedding. We'll be back on Wednesday night with Rebecca Fisk, psychic. She'll be taking your calls. Start calling in at 6:45 to get your question. Here is some gay wedding.
Yeah!
Second to no one. Hey, Mr. Our time has come. Hey, Mr. marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Hot Bun. If I cannot say to start again. If I not say for a gay wedding. Sister, now you have the right. Hey, sister, she can be your wife. Hey, sister, true love. Hey, sister, go on, take her hand. Hey, sister, true love. It's a nice day to start again. It's a for a gay wedding. It's a nice day to start again. second to no one. We've been together so long. Vows made today.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.